Can you hear me now? Listening is an underrated art form. There's a wise saying that people should listen twice as much as they talk, considering they have two ears for every mouth. When I read the report that men listen with only half their brain, my husband's confidence improved. See, Paul said, pointing to an online article. It's not my fault. That's the way I'm hardwired. Now, when you call me a half-brain, it won't be such an insult. The man has a point. I've been doing a non-clinical study for years and agree with the findings. Take the subject of errands. If I ask Paul to pick up a few groceries, he looks like a proud warrior when he returns with two of the four items I requested. Didn't you buy coffee beans? I told you we were out, and now we won't have any for breakfast tomorrow. What's all this other stuff? And I rummaged through the bag.
I never heard you say coffee. I got a Rolling Stone magazine and barbecue chips.
Surprise, I don't need barbecue chips, yet I do love my morning coffee. I never confuse the topic of listening with that of memory. When it comes to memory, Paul has a great set of temporal lobes. He'll recall something I mentioned at a party in 2006, where I commented on a woman's pretty purple dress. From one remark, he'll forever believe I adore purple dresses, and he'll point out every one we walk past in store windows. Since the seed is firmly rooted, why bother arguing? I've made another discovery through years of unscientific study. What men don't hear, they invent. While on holidays, Paul led me into a restaurant that specializes in ramen soup. He ordered me a bowl and watched me eat while I commented on the soup's poor quality and expensive price.
Yeah, but at least we found a place that serves ramen, he said. I know how much you love it.
I do? Since when?
Since we used to eat it in Vancouver. Remember that noodle place on Robson Street? We'd always sit at the window.
He wasn't giving up. Yeah, I like the restaurant. But when did I say I love the soup? At some mystical juncture, Paul decided that I loved ramen. Case closed. At least he tries, even if he's correct only half of the time. Sometimes I wish that I could listen with only half a brain. Think how bearable it would be when the radio plays the same song 6 times on the hour. Or when the neighbor's dog barks before I'm ready to get up in the morning. Or when I'm seated next to a screaming baby on a plane. There are countless advantages. Why do I have to listen at all? Maybe I'll request a pack of earplugs on Paul's next grocery run. At this rate, I'll have a 50-50 chance of getting them.